Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, I usually don't post about personal stories, but I decided to this time because given all that's going on, we're going to find ourselves in a place where we just feel clueless. So let's start now to emotionally prepare for this. Here's the backstory. My husband and I are thinkers. We are not mechanically inclined in the least. So when something breaks, we usually throw money at the problem. Well, for a variety of reasons, that go-to strategy wasn't going to work. I suggested that we make the home repairs ourselves. And I swear, my dear husband turned white at the thought. Now, my first big question, what to do when you have no idea what to do? Seriously, what is the next step? Being a systems thinker, I messed around and discovered this two-step process that I think would be useful to y'all as well. First step, stop and explore. YouTube is our friend, people. I started broad at first and then drilled down to get the step-by-step process complete with demonstrations. To apply this idea in business situations, go to your network and start asking questions. Not every answer will be complete, but every bit of information will lead you one step closer to your solution. Next step, gather your tools. I learned that there was a kit, complete with stuff I didn't even know I would need at home improvement stores. Drilling down on all the options before purchasing kept us from having to stop what we're doing and go look for something. This made a difficult process better. In business situations, I think we can do the same thing emotionally. Get past the dread that makes procrastination look good. Get ready for pushback and have our coping toolbox at the ready. My biggest lesson here, magic happens when we take a deep breath and dive right in. For me, having a process like this makes that first step feel less risky. So find the approach that will lower the risk, because right now, life is requiring us to take leaps of faith. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.